It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1067 The Fan. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, you hear that song. You know what time it is. Time to get smarter. Our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post joins us via the Rood guest hotline. Rood is the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. And you know what I've learned, B. Mitch? No matter how smart you are, no matter how good at picking NCAA tournament games, sounds like pollen still gets to Greenberg. You all right over there, dude?
I'm okay. How are you?
We're good. We're good.
Don't go to North Carolina, then. I'm going to tell you that.
We're all suffering from pollen, and B. Mitch claims North Carolina has it worse than any other place.
When the cars were going down the street, Neil, you can see the green just coming away from the tires.
My car is now yellow.
I've never had allergies until I moved down here, and my car has like a film of yellow on it, and that's when I know it's time for me just to sit in the house. Nebulizer.
It's tough, dude. This is a tough time of year. We're all out here, you know, just grinding, just being heroes. There's a lot for us to discuss. I want to ask you this because you're really smart. I'm gonna start with the Terps job, then we'll go tournament, then we'll go Caps. Is there a demonstrable difference between Buzz Williams and Kevin Willard?
Good question. I mean, I don't know. I think it really is going to depend on what happens with the players that you have and then what happens with the players you're going to get. I think we're really now just in the era of how do you navigate the portal. Mm-hmm. And NIL, right? Like that's really what we're into now. So I'm not really sure. I don't know. I mean, I think this has the chance to be something really good because I do think Maryland as a program is something that's worthwhile. But I'm just not. I mean, Kevin Willard was not. He was not a very good tournament coach, and I think that. Buzz Williams is probably a lot better in that regard. So if you're looking for like on the horizon, I think Buzz will do a better job in the tournament. And I think that's ultimately where you make your street cred, right? I mean, like, the regular season titles are nice, the regular season wins are nice, but everyone really remembers, like, how you did in the tournament. And, mm-hmm. you know, Willard had, what, two wins during his tenure in both at Maryland and Seton Hall.
He has one Sweet 16 in 18 seasons as a coach.
Yeah, I mean, that's not great. Whereas Buzz Williams routinely outperforms both his seed and also, like, his KenPom rating. Like, when he was at Marquette, you know, he had he won two or more games three times, did that at Virginia Tech as well, won two games. So I think that, you know, he knows – he certainly on paper knows, looks to know what it takes to get your team ready for the tournament. And, you know, he's had some pretty decent seeds with Marquette and Virginia Tech, so he obviously knows how to win during the regular season as well.
How much of this is going to fall on Maryland also to be like some of these other schools are? Because we can sit up here and talk about how great the coach is all we want. If you can't get the players that they're going to need to get, then you won't compete.
Yeah, I mean, this is finally being recognized as a business, and
yes.
you have to pay to play. You know, NIL is important. You not only have to make commitments, you have to follow through on their commitments. We've seen a lot of players talk about, in different sports, talk about how, you know, they were promised one thing and kind of a bait-and-switch type situation. So you need to be committed to it. And, you know, with Maryland, you know, in the conferences and just the and everything like that, I mean, football is going to soak up a lot of money. So you have to be judicious with the money that you give out, and you have to be willing to spend. And, again, I think the transfer portal has proven to be really important. So it's a whole new landscape, and, you know, you have to have a progressive coach that understands that. You have to have a progressive AD that understands that. And, you know, you have to be willing to spend money, especially, you know, in a conference like the Big Ten.
Absolutely. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Neil at N Greenberg or check out his work with the Washington Post. You know what, dude? I'm surprised you don't have a podcast yet.
A podcast? Why? I come on your show.
Yeah, I mean, we love having you. I just feel like everybody has a podcast. I feel like yours would be very interesting. Anyhow.
This is my podcast.
Okay.
It's Wednesdays at 11 on the B. Mitch and Finley Show.
There you go. We'll start calling it that. We'll see if we can sponsor it. So, with the Terps job, I feel like they did a hell of a really good job of moving quick to fix something that went sideways. As for this NCAA tournament as a whole, it's been boring, dude. There's been a couple good games. The end of Houston-Purdue was awesome, but, like, you know, when it kind of – when we heard, you know, there were no real upsets, but don't worry, the Sweet 16 games will be so good. Well, they weren't. And now we're going to a Final Four with all 4-1 seeds. You called chalk. Chalk is rocking here. What have you thought of this tournament so far?
I thought it's good from a basketball standpoint in that the four best teams are playing for the championship.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing a lot of heavyweight matchups. You know, I think Houston Duke can be really good basketball. But that's not what people – that's not what, like, the masses come for the tournament, right? They want to see the 12 seeds win. They want to see a team that they never heard of you know, come out of nowhere and just start to progress through the tournament. I mean, that's, you know, that's what they want to talk about, and that's, you know, what makes the bracket exciting for the people that enter the pools. I think, you know, when you can win a pool by literally picking the chalk the whole way through, like, that's just not a good experience for people in general for this type of tournament. So I think the tournament has been kind of a big meh burger, but the basketball has been good. I mean, it's, you know, people complain about the best teams not getting a chance for the title. Well, here you go. You know, number one seeds are all in it for the second time ever. And I think that we have some good basketball. But I think this is going to be more the norm than just kind of a one-off. We saw chalky last year. You know, more analytics are coming out. They're being used better. They're being used to get the teams in the tournament, the right teams, the right spots. You know, there's always going to be some snubs, but I think that this might be the new normal going forward.
I mean, how often have we seen somebody other than a number one win it all? Yes, we do get some those lower seeds to go all the
That's
way.
That's a great question.
We get lower seeds to probably get to the Final Four, get to the Elite Eight, get to the Sweet 16, but they don't win it. So the 1, 2, or 3 wins it every year.
You're absolutely right, and I think what people enjoy is seeing the double digit seeds in their in their bracket win. I think that's really what people are looking at. And you're absolutely right. I mean, you look at the KenPom ratings, just to use an example, and you know you can narrow down who the top five actual contenders are just based on where they're seeded in the KenPom rating. But you know, with the exception of Connecticut in 2007, there's been a one seed that's won, I want to say, like 10 times, maybe 9 times.
What was UConn?
You know, had a 2, a 4, and a 3.
What was UConn 2 years ago? Not last season, but
a four.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Sorry, UConn in 2014, they were a 7. They were a 3, a 7, and a 4, and a 1. But yeah, you're right. I mean, it's chalky after the Elite Eight, but it's the parts before that get people excited because, you know, what bragging rights did you have here? I mean, I picked the Final Four in the women's bracket exactly. And I somehow sussed out that the Cinderella number 2 UConn was going to make it. But, I mean, other than that, you have 3 number 1 seeds. I mean, you know.
The women's bracket, great, though, tends to be quite chalky. Now,
it does.
To B's point, the men's winner has been chalky throughout time. Mm-hmm. But, hell, wasn't it 2 years ago San Diego State and Florida Atlantic made it to the Final Four?
Yeah, and I actually had San Diego State making the final in my bracket, by the way.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean,
they're making money off all this.
My kids should be able to go to college. Okay. They'll be all right.
All right, good. it's
yeah,
all legal,
I mean,
now.
You know, look, people like the upsets. I think if it's chalk, I think you'll get the interest in the pools down. And I think that's ultimately like what makes March Madness the spectacle, right? Is that, you know, you have so many people who really don't follow college basketball or into college basketball because of the pools.
Mm-hmm.
But if all you need to do is pick chalk, I think people are going to get turned off by it.
Yeah, I agree with that. They'll
stop picking all those whack upsets, though. I promise you that.
Right, they're not going to pick by mascot anymore.
Dude, I tell you what, we didn't let Greenberg in the invitational bracket, did we? That was probably smart. He probably would have won it.
He didn't ask.
But, Neil, you should know this, that Matt Valdez and Bob Biagi are dead last in the B. Mitchell Finley brackets.
Oof.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you got a friend that's right above them by 1 point.
Yeah, but all I did, now B. Mitch, here's what I'm doing. I'm pointing out first place and last place. B. Mitch is in first place, Valdez and Biagi are in last place.
You're either first or you're last.
That's right. Now, B. Mitch wins if Houston beats Duke. Our buddy B's wins if Duke gets to the title but loses to Florida.
Ooh.
Jeff and Digital Lou split it if Duke wins the title, and White Brian wins if Auburn beats Duke in the title game. How do you see the Final Four shaking out, Mr. Greenberg?
Duke, Florida at this point, I think. Duke beats Florida. I think Florida will have no problem handling Auburn. I think Duke will be able to grind it out versus Houston. I think Duke can beat any team.
Neil, I think
you're
trying to get Brian to come through the phones on you, man.
I would never stoke the fires to cause an argument. I don't know where you hear that from, but that is not
Brian
me
is
at
over
all.
There, like, already shaking his head, like, man, who is this guy?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
So you got Duke beating Florida, and you also nailed the women's bracket. And, you know, for those that are unaware, you can also gamble on the women's bracket. What do you like on that side of things? You said University of Texas a while back.
Yeah, I have UConn. What do I have? I have UConn beating Texas.
Okay.
Yep. And I faded USC before the injury, too, because this was obviously when the brackets were put out. But, yeah, I have UConn over Texas in the championship
game. I feel like the women's tournament committee really botched that South Carolina-Texas is a Final Four game and not a potential title game. Doesn't that feel like a title game?
Yeah, it does.
I guess they had UCLA,
there's a lot of good
USC
women's teams, especially at the top. I mean, you can make a case for almost anybody. Mm. But I think UConn special. I mean, I like Paige as a player. I think that she embodies what women's basketball is all about.
Yeah, she can play, man.
So I don't root for players, but I think that's a storyline that I think is really good for the game itself and gives people like a star player to watch and develop and then move on to the NBA with the WNBA with. But I've always liked Connecticut this year. I thought that they were underseeded even as a 2 seed.
I agree with you. All right. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg on the Rude Guest Hotline. Let's switch this up. A little puck talk. Caps win one last night. I think they could use a win, especially against a really bad Boston team. And Ovi gets a goal. He now needs 4. Got 8 left. We'll take an updated Greenberg power rankings. When does Ovi get the record?
All right. So I have the most likely games as April 12th at Columbus. April 10th hosting Carolina, and then April 13th hosting Columbus. I have those as the 3 most likely games that he does it. I give it a 70% chance we don't see it this year.
Really?
Yeah. He only needs 4.
You're saying a 70% chance he doesn't
17.
Get it?
17.
Oh, okay. 17. I thought you said 70. Pardon me.
No.
Okay.
I'm not a lunatic.
Yeah, it seems like he's going to get it.
Yeah. It's going to be close, though. But, yeah, he needs 4 more.
4 and 8 games.
4 and 8 games. I mean, just get the, you know, just get them all done. That's what I would say.
I want Ovechkin to get 2 tonight, 2 Friday.
If I'm Ovechkin, I just say, you know what, I'm just doing this right now. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I want it to be over. And just get it done. I mean, it's that easy. Trust me.
Yeah, I agree, dude. What do they have in this kid, Ryan Leonard, that they just called up?
I think they have a lot. He certainly looked good during his time in college. I'm not surprised that they brought him up, but, you know, I think that he's got, you know, they got something there. I mean, he certainly played well in Boston. He's a young kid. He's really good in the offensive zone. He can find guys, you know, on the run. He's a good skater. I mean, he's someone that you can really build upon. And you look at, you know, what Washington's building for the post Ovechkin years. There's a lot to like. I mean, you have obviously now Ryan Leonard to go with like Podas and McMichael. You know, they're signing guys to long-term deals. They have Tom Wilson still. You know, there's a really good nucleus there that can grow into a competitive team even after Ovechkin hangs it up.
Yeah, man, they have threaded the needle. They got younger
and better.
And it's just crazy what they're able to kind of put together this season. They're going to be the 1 seed. I think that's pretty damn obvious. I keep checking this I don't know why I'm so obsessed by this, but if the playoffs were today, they'd play Montreal. Seems like Ottawa and Montreal are kind of pulling away in the wild card race. Are we worried about Montreal?
Well, you're going to hear a lot about the
Yaroslav Halak's
bitch ass, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think what Montreal, you know, they got a lot of scorers. I mean, obviously Caulfield and Suzuki, Patrick Laine. You know, they have what, 12 guys with double-digit goals this season. Maybe they have one more in Mike Mathieson. You know, so they got a lot of depth. And that's, you know, you can never take depth lightly. You know, the goaltending though for Montreal is not great. And if there was, you know, a Halak type situation, that would be very out of the ordinary. So I'm not really worried about Montreal in terms of the defense. You know, I think that if you let them in, it's going to be a problem, but I think that's something that the Caps should be able to put points on the board pretty easily.
One word answer. Are you worried about Dylan Cruz?
No.
Attaboy. Thank you, Greenberg. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon for next week's podcast.
That's right.
Bro.
That's the Neil Greenberg podcast via the B. Mitch and Finley program.
Yeah. 11 o'clock. Wednesday.
You know, 11 o'clock every Wednesday.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.